To the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
This is the Andrew Lawton Show. Come inside, the show's about to start. Live on AM 980. Now, here's your host, Andrew Lawton.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. This is Canada's most irreverent talk show, The Andrew Lawton Show, on AM 980, London's breaking news station. It is a very, very exciting day today. Not just is it Friday, not just is it the Friday before a long weekend, not just is it the Friday before a long weekend in an election season, but it is debate day. Yes, cue the applause, ladies and gentlemen. It is debate day on AM 980 on The Andrew Lawton Show, the first of a three-week series of candidate debates that will be hosted here. Now, I mean, not in this room. It's too big for the little room, so we're taking over the Great Hall, they call it, which I will be there, so certainly will be great. And five candidates, in the case of London North Centre, which will be debated today, will be coming in. Health Minister Deb Matthews, councillors Judy Bryant and Nancy Branscombe, Dr. Salim Mansour, Green Party's Kevin Labonte, all of them will be here. I'm talking about the issues this province is facing, the issues London is facing. That's going to be in about an hour. I am excited. They've been setting it up out there all day yesterday, and today it is set up, although I just learned they don't yet have chairs, so I'm not sure if the chairs will be provided or if the candidates will have to stand. Candidates, if you are listening to the show, maybe bring a stool. Maybe just bring a stool so you'll be able to sit down. But other than that, it will be an absolutely fun time that will be had by all. If you have any questions you'd like to hear the candidates answer, send me an email between now and then, andrew@am980.ca, and we'll start compiling the list. I have some questions already. I haven't shared the list with anyone. Haven't really talked to any of the candidates at all, actually, since I invited them. So it'll be lots of fun. Everyone will come out. It'll be great. Hopefully we won't have to clean blood out on the floor. We're going to have a civil debate, but that's coming up in about an hour here on The Andrew Lawton Show. The Canada's most irreverent debate is what that will be, I tell you. The first of three debates that we'll be having for London candidates here. The first riding we are spotlighting is London North Centre, and we have all five registered candidates live in studio. Actually, it's not even in the studio. We had to get out of the studio to have room for everyone. But we have from the Progressive Conservative Party, Nancy Branscombe, from the Liberal Party, Deb Matthews, from the Green Party, Kevin Labonte, from the NDP, Judy Bryant, and from the Freedom Party, Salim Mansour. So I want to thank all candidates for coming in. It'll be lots of fun. We are going to have a very simple format for the debate. Every candidate will be given 90 seconds to make an opening statement, and at the end, 60 seconds to make a closing statement. The questions that have been selected and written by me have not been shared with any of the candidates in advance. Every candidate will have the opportunity to respond for 60 seconds, and then afterwards we'll have the opportunity to rebut responses from other candidates, should they so desire. But first, I will, based on a random drawing that the candidates witnessed and participated in, we've pre-selected the order here, and we'll start with the first candidate for her opening statement, which is Nancy Branscombe.
Thanks, Andrew. Hi, listeners. I'm Nancy Branscombe, your provincial PC candidate in London North Centre, and I want to earn your vote on June 12th. The hardworking people of Ontario deserve an economy and a government that works for you. I wholeheartedly support our Million Jobs Plan, giving Ontario new jobs and new hope with a better plan of bold action and hard work. Our plan will create jobs by balancing the budget, less debt, lower taxes. Our plan will create jobs by bringing energy prices under control and helping our young people build solid careers in the skilled trades. Our Million Jobs Plan will give Ontario the better, brighter future we all deserve. I encourage you to work with me and join me on June 12th to vote for new jobs and new hope for Ontario. Thank you.
Thank you, and now we go to Deb Matthews.
Hi, I'm Deb Matthews. I'm the Liberal candidate in London North Centre. Ontarians are faced with a very clear choice in this election. Tim Hudak and his PC candidates are proposing radical cuts to services that people rely on. They're proposing that 100,000 people who work in the broader public sector be fired. That works out to about 3,500 right here in London, seven times the number of people who are losing their job at Kellogg's. I could not disagree more with the HUDAC approach. Our economy is recovering from the recession. It is slowly growing, but still too many people, especially young people, are out of work. The last thing we need is 100,000 more people looking for work. What we need is a focus on job creation. We need to invest in people, in jobs. We need to invest in infrastructure. The PCs want to scrap the Southwest Economic Development Fund that has already supported 12,000 people. Liberals want to invest more in job creation. The PCs want deep cuts to corporate taxes and income tax cuts for the wealthiest Ontarians. The Liberal budget actually increased taxes for the top 2% of earners so we could boost the wages of personal support workers and early childhood educators. The PCs want to cancel the Healthy Home Renovation Tax Credit for seniors. Liberals want to do just the opposite, increase support so more people can live at home.
And that is your 90 seconds, Deb Matthews. Thank you. Kevin Levante from the Green Party.
Thank you, Londoners, for listening. This is a great opportunity to listen to the Green Party. The Green Party has values. We have 10 key values. If you go to our website, you can check that out at gpo.ca. One of the key values is decentralization, making choices closer to home. We want to give communities the options to succeed in this economy. The economy is rough. We know that. But this election isn't just about the economy. It's about leadership. It's about trust. It's about bringing integrity back to Queen's Park. And that's what the Green Party is proposing. We're not looking to form the government. We just want to be part of the government. One Green MP at Parliament Hill has made a big difference. We've had debates about Afghanistan. We've had regulations being stopped before they get through without debate. The Green Party can do that at Queen's Park. That's why we need to have a green voice at Queen's Park, to have honesty and integrity and be open to the people of Ontario about what we're doing with our tax dollars, how we're spending it, and where we expect to get the revenue from.
All right. Thank you to Kevin Labonte. Now, Judy Bryant.
Oh, thank you very much, Andrew. It's great to be here and have everyone listening in today, we hope. I'm Judy Bryant. I'm running for the NDP MPP position here in London North Centre and in communities across the province. People like you here in London North Centre are deciding it's time for change. And it is time to make a difference, to have a government that's accountable. It's time for a government that stands up for middle-class families. And I will work with Andrea Howarth, our NDP team leader, to protect your tax dollars and invest in your priorities, create jobs and make life affordable for everyday Ontarians. Unlike the Liberals, we will keep our promises. They have just made 70 new promises with the new budget, having not even been able to keep all of the ones in the last budget with three simple promises that they broke. So we need to get the job done. And everyone knows that the Conservatives also have some problems. They are interested in their grandstanding. But remember Waketon and the divisiveness of Mike Harris. We do not want to see those days again with all those cuts. The NDP want an affordable life for every family. And if elected, I will be focusing on that plan. Things that make sense for London North Centre, when we have a plan, rewarding job creators with tax credits, not giving money with no strings attached that can leave town, cutting small business taxes, getting jobs, and killing off those heavy hydro rates.
And thank you to Judy Bryant. And now the final opening statement from the Freedom Party of Ontario, Salim Mansour.
Thank you, Andy. I am Salim Mansour. I'm a Londoner and a resident in London North Centre. I'm a happily married man with a son and a daughter, and I'm a member of the faculty at Western University. But most importantly, my friends, I am part of the majority that is ever growing in London and the province of Ontario, who are absolutely, thoroughly dismayed and disgusted with the state of affairs in our province and with the people who you send to Queen's Park. I think the welcome for Debbie Matthews and the Liberal Party is pretty much over. The question is how we get rid of them. You cannot expect people with a record, it's the record that speaks, that come back and give you a snow job and ask for your vote. This election is all about trust. about restoring trust. You cannot fix the electricity. You cannot fix the economy. You cannot deal with the debt burden that is growing. 11 consecutive deficit. You cannot deal with any of these issues with any degree of credibility. You Londoners know that. We know that. I know that. We have to restore trust. My other opponents are part of the problem. They have been there long enough. So think new, think Freedom
and
Party.
Thank you, Salim Mansour, for that. The first question is actually about the budget and more specifically the debt in this province. Ontario's debt is a little over $288 billion, and the deficit for the 2013-14 fiscal year was $11.3 billion. What will your party do if elected, or you, if elected, to push towards a balanced budget and decreasing the debt? We'll start with Nancy Branscombe.
Well, that's a key plank in our platform. Obviously, that is the first step to get rid of that deficit. We're going to do it in 2 years. I know it's an aggressive plan, and it's going to be a shared sacrifice, we call it, with the citizens of Ontario. But everybody knows you have to balance the budget before you can make any other significant changes. $11 billion a year goes to pay the interest alone on the debt we have. That's more than we spend on training, colleges, and universities. So many good things that we want to do. Frontline workers. Obviously, we have to make those sacrifices because we don't have the money, because we're paying that exorbitant debt. Since the Liberals have been in power, the debt has doubled. It's $400 a second that we're increasing to the debt. So anybody doesn't think that that's the first step to making the significant changes we need to make to get this province back on track and create jobs, this is job number one.
All right. Thank you, Nancy. Deb Matthews.
Well, this question is at the core of this election campaign. We all agree we need to get back to balance. We have a plan. We are on track to get back to balance. We did run surpluses, contrary to Dr. Mansour. We did run surpluses until the recession hit. The recession hit us hard. We are going to get to balance by 17-18. We are not going to do it by firing 100,000 people who provide services that we rely on. We're not going to fire personal support workers, people who work with kids with developmental disabilities. We're not going to shut down seniors clubs like the Boys and Girls Club out on Horton Street or the North London Optimus. We're not going to shut down women's shelters. We're not going to fire meat inspectors. We have a plan to grow the economy by investing in jobs. The more people working, the stronger the economy.
All right. Thank you, Deb, for that. Kevin Labonte.
Well, it's simple. I mean, obviously, to get rid of the debt, we have to have a balanced budget. One of the ways of not doing that is to stop making pie-in-the-sky promises of massive spending without knowing where the revenue is coming. There are a few options that we can already do to reduce the deficit. One is to merge with the school boards. We could save easily $1 to $1.6 billion right there. That money could be used to bring down the deficit as well as to increase some of the spending in programs that desperately need it. Another option, of course, is to stop building the refurbishment of the nuclear power plants and start buying our energy from Quebec and Manitoba. They're selling their electricity right now at a rate of 4.4 cents per kilowatt hour, whereas if we refurbish the nuclear power plants, we will be paying 8.6 per kilowatt hour. So it's easy to see where there's savings that can be made before we talk about job cuts. I think that's the problem, is that job cuts is a last resort. Let's first figure out where the easy solutions are.
Thank you for that, Kevin Labonte. Judy Bryant.
Oh, thank you, Andrew. This one definitely is hot on our agenda here for the NDP, and Andrew Huffworth was here this afternoon, as you know, or this morning, actually, and she mentioned this, and the plan is to reduce the budget, reduce the deficit over a longer period of time to approximately 2017, 2018, by doing a careful planning of what we can take back and not making promises that are exorbitant that would cause the scandal and waste that we've been dealing with over the last few years, because that's where our money's been going, on this terrible wastage of so many big promises and so many projects that get taken off and get running. The debt itself is a huge load for a huge burden to us. We cannot include that, increase that debt load. The cost of borrowing money is horrendous when it's so much money that's out there. And that's our debt, and we have to get that under control.
All right. Thank you, Judy Bryant, to Salim Mansour.
Friends, I'm not into hallucination. I'm not going to form a government. But if you're going to send me to Queen's Park, and I hope you think about it hard, I will be your pit bull, watching your purse. Our promise, my promise, solemn promise is balance the budget by holding the line. We buy no new ponies until we know how we feed the horses that we have. Debbie, you had 11 tries at getting a balanced budget. In baseball, we teach our kids, 3 strike, you are out. How many more strikeouts do you want?
All right. Thank you for that. We do have to take a quick break. We'll give Deb Matthews the opportunity to respond to that. And the debate will continue here on The Andrew Lawton Show in just a few moments on AM 980. Stay with us. It's the London North Centre debate here on The Andrew Lawton Show. Just before the break, we were talking to the 5 candidates we have about the budget and about the debt. And we're now going to allow them to respond to comments that were made by each other. And we'll give the first response to Deb Matthews. You have 30 seconds.
You know, Liberals take fiscal responsibility very seriously. We did balance our books until the recession hit Ontario, and it hit us hard. You know, even Stephen Harper thought that during the recession, the government should spend more, should run a deficit. And now Tim Hudak is saying government should never run a deficit. That is just bad economic policy. As Minister of Health, I've brought the increase in spending down from 6% to 7%. To under 3%, 2.6% in this budget, 2% in the next.
All right, thank you for that, Deb. Kevin Labonte.
Clearly, the budget is extremely important, but we have to figure out what it is. And it is a set of values and things that we find important that we need to spend our money on. That is the question that needs to come up. Once we figure that out, then if we end up having a deficit, then you figure out new sources of revenue that we need to go after, or you decide the things that need to be cut. This is the conversation that needs to be had. This is where the Green Party wants to be open and honest with the people of Ontario, and that's what we will bring to Queen's Park.
All right. Thank you. Kevin, Judy Bryant.
Thank you. Yes, this one is definitely large. The deficit is dead money. We just have to pay this interest rate on our deficit. That's dead money. That's not going to everyday things that are required in our everyday life. That's the part that's really cutting life, the affordability of living in London and the affordability of living in our province. It's really cutting it back. And this is where we need to... that went a bit too fast.
All right.
Sorry about that.
Thank you, Judy, for that. Yeah. Salim Mansour.
Talking about responsibility and accountability, Debbie, where is Dalton McGuinty hiding? Is Kathleen Wynne you're going to only talk about? Nobody elected Kathleen Wynne. She didn't get elected in 2011. And you're talking about recession? Recession happened in 2008. You were elected in 2003. And right off the gate, you went into getting the deficit up. Remember, Londoners know that. The Londoners know the history of your government. Let's talk about responsibility. Do you know the meaning of responsibility?
All right, Salim, that is time. Thank you for that. I will give she's the final to rebut on the debt question to Nancy Branscombe, but then I will allow Deb Matthews to respond. Nancy, go ahead.
Well, Salim said he's going to be a pit bull, but didn't the Liberals ban pit bulls in Ontario?
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess for me it's really a credibility. I mean, you can sit here and say that you take fiscal responsibility seriously, but your actions speak louder than words. And there's no listener out there that believes that the Liberals take fiscal responsibility seriously, not with that budget you just proposed. Even the NDP couldn't support that budget. So that there's nothing fiscally responsible about the budget, 2014 budget that the Liberals proposed. It was spend, 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 spend. Nobody believes you're going to balance
you,
the books.
Thank you, Nancy Branscombe. Deb Matthews, you've been taking the brunt of a couple of candidates here. I'll give you an opportunity to respond.
You know, I am more than proud to run on the budget that we put forward. It was a very progressive budget. It made strategic investments. It increased taxes for the top 2% of income earners so we could pay more to personal support workers and early childhood educators to attract and retain them in positions we need. We need personal support workers delivering home care. We need early childhood educators providing daycare for our children. It was a responsible budget. We're on track to balance.
Thank you. Kevin Labonte.
Well, I thought we were going on to the next question here.
Yeah, I know. It looked like you had your hand up.
No.
No, we are going to move on here. We have a couple minutes, but this next segment here, we'll start we'll start with your answers, and then we might need to break, and then we'll come back and continue. But the next question is about jobs. I know it's a discussion that everyone in the campaign is having. London's unemployment rate is sitting at 8%, which is slightly higher than the provincial rate of 7.4%. In the same period, in recent years, Londoners have been hit with major job losses through plant closures. So what will your party do about the job situation in the province and the city? So in the last round, we had Deb Matthews start, so it will go to you, Kevin Labonte.
Certainly. Jobs are extremely important. Everybody needs a job. There's no doubt about that. What the Green Party of Ontario will do is we will reduce payroll taxes by doubling the employer health exemption tax from the current rate of $500,000 to $1 million for those businesses that have a payroll of less than $5 million. That is going to create jobs in the small business market. Small businesses are where the jobs are being created. That is the key to getting people back on track. The other thing that we will do is we will not be focusing the supplements to corporations that are only specific one industries like Cisco. We need to focus industry-wide. We need to choose an industry that is struggling, that needs help, that has a potential for growth, such as clean tech energy. That's where we need to invest. We can't just pick and choose the winners in Ontario. We have to select an industry that needs it, that struggles, and has a potential to create jobs.
All right. Thank you for that, Kevin. Judy Bryant.
Thank you. The NDP are obviously extremely concerned about job loss, but we will create and protect local jobs, particularly by rewarding job creators, not giving money ahead of the game and then seeing it go across the border when companies leave. We will be targeting small businesses who are job creators or anyone with job creating with a small tax credit to encourage that, and also by cutting small business taxes. We believe that small businesses, and we all know this, are very high employers, and there are a lot of employees in small business, and we really understand that to be the meat and potatoes of keeping our London North Centre active and keeping people working. That's the protection that we're looking to do, and we will definitely be bringing that what's already been brought forward to make life affordable for families and they can stay in London.
All right. Thank you for that, Judy Bryant. Salim Mansour.
When I hear we are going to create job, I want to tell you, my friends, hold your wallets. You're going to be raided. Governments don't create jobs. You know, we have to be responsible, get the climate going, and let the people who know how to create jobs come into Ontario. S&P, Standard & Poor's of New York, that does all the bond rating and the rating of all the governments, last year, as soon as the budget came out from Queen's Park, downgraded Ontario's standards. You know, that's the benchmark that the world economy looks at, that the people look at, whether this climate is good for investment. 11 consecutive progressive budget is running away from the record, talking about the future and leaving to the people of Ontario, the people of London, to pick up the debris of the past. That is the record of Debbie Matthews and her Liberal government. But by the way, Nancy Branscombe cannot run away from a PC record.
All right, Salim Mansour, thank you for your comment there. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, Nancy Branscombe and Deb Matthews will have an opportunity to respond to that question. You are listening to the London North Centre debate, the first of a series of three here on The Andrew Lawton Show on AM 980. Stay with us. All right, the continuation of the London North Centre candidates debate here on the Andrew Lawton Show. The question before the break was about jobs. London's unemployment rate at 8%, the provincial rate at 7.4%, and obviously Londoners know we've been hit by several job losses through plant closures in recent years. And the candidates who did not have the opportunity to answer the question before we went to break now get a chance. We'll start with Nancy Branscombe.
Thanks, Andrew. I think Tim Hudak has shown strong leadership with our Million Jobs Plan, For those of you listeners who haven't had a chance to look at it, I encourage you to go to millionjobsplan.com and read the entire package. A couple of the highlights certainly would be the ending corporate welfare. We want to level the playing field for all businesses, large and small, by reducing the business tax by 30%. It'll make business taxes in London or in Ontario the lowest in North America. That'll send a clear signal. What we need to have in Ontario is confidence back in the market. Businesses businesses are not going to come here and do business when they see our credit rating dipping, when they see jobs leaving the province, when they see huge deficits piling up and a debt that's insurmountable almost. It's doubled in 10 years. So the College of Trades, we're going to get rid of that bureaucracy and give that young people some opportunities.
Thank you for that, Nancy Branscombe. Deb Matthews.
So just to be clear, since the recession, we have not only regained all the jobs we lost, but we've added another 500,000 jobs. Our economy is strengthening. Our unemployment rate is going down. The responsibility of government, first and foremost, is to create that right environment. We have highly competitive corporate tax rates now. We have a highly educated workforce. We have an excellent healthcare system that is a big advantage over the United States. The second thing is we have to invest strategically in job creation. Our youth employment strategy is working. I've met with people who've benefited from it, and 84% of those who complete it actually get a permanent job. In our budget, we allocated a $2.5 billion Jobs and Prosperity Fund. Particularly important here in Southwest is the $400 million for the food and agriculture industry.
Thank you, Deb Matthews. And now everyone's gotten the chance to answer the initial question. Now we get to rebut each other's answers. Have some fun with it. We'll start off with, in this case, we go to Judy Bryant, because it's your turn to start first.
Okay. It's important to realize that governments have to set up the climate for business. And by doing that, we will have to make that life affordable for families so that people do want to come here. They know that everything will be here for their families. We also must remember that it was the Liberals who put the HST on the hydro bills, and in the very same day they cut corporate income taxes. So where does that go? It's just like levelling it out. It doesn't work. We also will, the NDP, immediately put in the promise of installing the 15% immediately on auto insurance.
Thank you, Judy Bryant.
Which was a promise.
And Salim Ansur.
A country, a province, cannot run only on public sector employment. We are looking at the future in Ontario. If you go the way Debbie Matthews is suggesting, what happened in Greece, what happened in Portugal, we are running our future down. We are, as you try to imagine a future, we get at a kissing range of $300 billion. Let's translate that. That's 10 cents to every dollar is going just for our debt payment. And you guys have raised it to that level.
Thank you, Salim Mansour. And we will give, as we've adapted as the format, Deb Matthews an opportunity to respond after the circle specifically to those comments. But Nancy Branscombe.
Well, there are a whole host of other issues. I mean, energy prices. Industry pays the highest energy prices in North America. Nobody should be surprised that businesses are voting with their feet. They're leaving the province. So we really need to restore that confidence back into our economy in London and in Ontario. And I think the Million Jobs Plan of Tim Hudak is a great, great, great platform that I can certainly get behind.
Thank you, Nancy, for that. Deb Matthews.
Well, first of all, Nancy is factually incorrect. We do not have the highest energy rates, and I'll happily post on my website the comparison. That is not true.
For industry, it is.
To create jobs, we will not fire 100,000 people in this province who are delivering services people count on. Just to put in perspective, that's more than twice the number of jobs that Mike Harris cut. We still remember the impact of those cuts. We cannot go back there.
Thank you, Deb Matthews. We'll give you an opportunity to respond to Deb's comments, but we do need to go to Kevin first.
Well, I'm pretty sure Londoners remember a certain politician who promised a specific number of job creations while keeping taxes low. And we've all seen how well that has gone. You can't promise a specific number of jobs. It's not feasible. What you can do is say we will create an environment where jobs can grow. That is the promise that a government has to make. We can't just say we're going to create a specific number of jobs.
All right. Thank you for that. We'll first give Deb Matthews the opportunity to respond to comments made by Salim, and then Nancy will have an opportunity to respond to comments made by Deb. Go ahead, Deb Matthews.
Well, I'm getting totally confused now. I'm not sure what comments Salim made that I haven't already rebutted, so I will just pass this over to Nancy.
All right. Very civil, Nancy Branscombe.
Thanks. I just want to correct the record. We've never said we're going to fire 100,000 people. There are ways to reduce the number of people on the public sector through attrition, through outsourcing jobs that are not core businesses of the province, IT, restaurants in the provincial, in the public sector. There's a lot of places that people don't talk to people on the streets. They don't consider them core service of the provincial government. With regard to Mike Harris, two things he did. He made his promises and he kept them, and he also held his ministers to very high standards, and when they screwed up, he fired them.
Branscombe. And Deb, I'll give you a chance to respond to the accusation of your facts being.
Oh, my goodness. I think that Tim Hudak and other PC candidates need to level with the people of this province. They have promised 100,000 job cuts. Tell us what those job cuts are, because the way it looks to me is you cannot do that without impacting core services. Wait times in healthcare were twice as long as they are today when the PCs were in power. You just watched them bounce right up again.
All right, we got to take a quick break here. The debate will move on. The London North Centre candidates debate here on The Andrew Lawton Show. Stay with us. All right, the London North Centre candidates debate on The Andrew Lawton Show continues. We've talked about the budget. We've talked about jobs. The next question I wanted to ask is about energy. Now, according to several reports, $1 billion was spent by the province of Ontario in selling excess hydro to other provinces as well as to the United States, and this is in spite of rising hydro rates across the board, but in Ontario especially. Is this a practice that will continue if your party is elected or you are elected? We'll start on this one with Salim Mansour.
Well, we are proposing that to restore affordable electricity, we should pull the plug on whatever the existing Liberal government has made the contracts with, without any penalty. The courts have ruled on this matter, and we have it there. We cannot afford to follow the policies of this government, you know, with their scandals, with their gas plant scandal, their $1.1 billion boondoggle, their premier running away and hiding. So we have to go back and get the free market to compete for the electricity market, the utility market in this province. And they will rush in if they are confident that they can get a fair price from their consumers through competition, through free market coming into play.
All right. Thank you, Salim. Nancy Branscombe.
We'll stop the expense of counterproductive power subsidies. Heavily subsidized wind and solar power contributes to an already high electricity prices that are forecast to increase by 42% over the next 5 years. So think about that, everybody. Homes and businesses, a 42% increase in energy prices. $46 billion in subsidies for wind and solar power. I can think of a lot better ways to spend that $46 billion and bring household budgets back into line and get those energy prices in check. This is one of the biggest causes of the jobs leaving the province. And this isn't the end. This is just the beginning. They're going up and up and up.
All right. Thank you, Nancy Branscombe. Deb Matthews.
It is true that electricity prices are going up, not just in Ontario, but everywhere in the world. The National Energy Board projects 2.8% annually over the next 20 years. When the PCs were in power, electricity rates went up 30% in 30 weeks when they had their flirtation with privatization. So I would be interested in a response to that. What I can tell you is that we have eliminated coal. We are the first jurisdiction in North America to eliminate coal, equaling $4 billion in healthcare savings. Coal is the cheapest way to produce energy. That's why the PCs doubled our reliance on coal when they were in charge. We have eliminated coal, and we're saving in health costs. I think if you said to somebody, would you rather have clean air or a dollar off your hydro bill, they'll say, give me clean air. So we've got programs in place to help consumers reduce their bills, and we're going to continue to make sure people have that opportunity.
Thank you, Deb Matthews. Kevin Labonte.
Well, certainly, I'm not a big fan of the Green Energy Act. That may surprise some people. I think the idea behind
it... You named it after your party.
I know, and we don't really like that, really. What it is essentially, it is a good idea. We do need to invest in wind and solar. However, we don't need to invest in wind and solar that is going to destroy communities. What we need is a lot of community partnership. We need communities to have a stake in the wind and solar projects that are built in their communities so that they benefit directly from it. That's the that's what's missing from the Green Energy Act. The second thing that is the problem with energy is that we've increased our nuclear output. As the nuclear output has gone up, so have the prices. So it's not just the renewable energies that have been increasing the electricity rates. And secondly, when it comes to the export of our electricity, selling it off at discount prices to other communities, that will stop because we're not going to be refurbishing the nuclear power plants at $14 billion.
Thank you, Kevin Labonte. Judy Bryant.
Thank you. There's absolutely no doubt about it. Families are feeling the squeeze, especially after this winter. They can see horrific things ahead of them. We'll get the hydro bills under control by merging bloated agencies and capping CEO salaries and getting a better price for electricity exports. That's what we need to be doing through direct trading. The new Democrats are going to make it more affordable immediately by taking the HST off of that. So there's a slight little perk there to get us rolling while we look at the bigger issues of how it's actually being managed and where we can make the breaks, and also by having a ministry that looks at savings and the financial aspects of going forward.
All right. Thank you, Judy Bryant. We'll give candidates the opportunity to respond to each other after one final break here on The Andrew Lawton Show. Stay with us. All right. We're talking about energy here with the candidates in London North Centre. We've heard their initial responses, and now they have an opportunity to respond to each other, perhaps give a little bit more information on this. For this round of responses, we will start with Nancy Branscombe.
Well, just to continue on the electrical bills, the Auditor General said that for every green job that was created, 2 to 4 jobs are lost elsewhere. So that's been damaging to the economy. You'll note from our platform that much of the stuff we're doing is through the lens of how is it going to create jobs? What's the best way to create jobs? Long-term jobs, good jobs, stable jobs going forward. So I guess I do encourage you to go to the millionjobsplan.com. Energy prices are one of the biggest factors in household budgets and slamming our economy, the soaring energy prices. So the comments I made earlier about how we're going to get those costs under control are going to have a huge impact going forward.
All right. Thank you. Nancy Branscombe, Deb Matthews.
So the two big problems that are in the PC Energy Plan are they're proposing to cancel the existing contracts for renewable energy. That's a $20 billion risk. They're also proposing to unnecessarily refurbish nuclear plants or build new nuclear plants. That's a $15 billion unnecessary expense. We have a long-range energy plan. I encourage anyone who's interested to look at it. We are maintaining our nuclear, the proportion of electricity generated by nuclear. We've eliminated coal. We're expanding green energy. That's the right mix going forward. Anybody who tells you they'll lower your bills, like the NDP, are saying they'll take the HST off, that is taking money from one pocket and putting it in another. And I'd love to know if they've negotiated that with the federal government, because the federal government has to approve of that, and there's no room left in that negotiation unless they've got a deal with the federal government.
All right. Thank you. Deb Matthews, Kevin Labonte.
Well, one of the things people have to understand is that the cheapest energy dollar is the amount of energy that you don't spend. That's why conservation needs to become a key strategy in our energy portfolio. That's where when we stop in refurbishing of the nuclear power plants, start buying our energy from Quebec and Manitoba, and use that extra money that we get back to build it back into your home, to make your home more energy efficient so that you use less energy. That's how you save money. That's how you reduce people's hydro bills.
All right. Thank you for that. Kevin, Judy Bryant.
Thank you very much, Andrew. We will be definitely looking at the affordability of hydro, because that affects not just the families that I've been talking about, but of all of our ongoing operations, businesses right across the board in the province. And by finding efficiencies in the hydro system, which is necessary, and passing them back to the people of London to support the very things that they need in healthcare and education and the other priorities that every single citizen of the London North Centre has.
Thank you, Judy. And Salim Mansour.
We're not reinventing the wheel. We know what we have to do. And for 11 years, the people sitting in Queen's Park have known what to do. And they have blundered, wasted, engage in nepotism, and basically let us there where we are right now with soaring electricity rates this summer. This problem, of course, didn't begin with 11 years or 12 years of the Liberal government. It began with Nancy Branscombe, PC. Remember the 2003 blackout?
Thank you, Salim Mansour. Now, I will give both of you a brief opportunity to respond if you'd like to that. Otherwise, we will go to closing statements.
I remember the blackout well. The day before, I had a baby.
And on that note...
I can't top that.
Yeah. All right. We now will go to 60-second closing statements from all of our candidates, who I want to thank again for coming in. We'll start on this round with Deb Matthews.
Well, thanks so much. This has been great. This is a very important election. I have to say, I was elected for the first time 11 years ago, 5 balanced budgets in a row, Salim. And I have worked very hard every day for the people of this riding and for the people of Ontario. But this is a very important election. We have two very, very different views of what we need to do to strengthen our economy. Our budget was a very clear indication of what our values are. It did contain tax hikes for the top 2% so that we could continue to support and improve supports to those who need it, our most vulnerable. The PCs are promising crazy tax cuts, a whopping 30% tax cut in corporate tax rates, and they're promising to fire 100,000 people. That's the wrong direction.
Thank you, Deb Matthews. Kevin Labonte, your closing statement.
Well, one of the things I like about the Green Party is that we're not afraid to talk about some of the issues that really need to be talked about. One, obviously, is merging the Catholic and the public school board into one English and French system. That will save the province $1.6 billion. It is an extremely important discussion that needs to be had, and frankly, I'm surprised that no one else is talking about that. The second one, of course, which I believe we'll have in common with the Freedom Party candidate, is the ending of the beer store monopoly. In this day and age, the fact that we have foreign corporations controlling the beer market and shutting out local craft breweries like Forked River just up the road here, that is a problem that I have, and I think that we really need to address that. And the Green Party is not afraid to tackle those tough issues.
All right. Thank you. Kevin Labonte, Judy Bryant.
Thank you again, Andrew. Definitely the people are looking for change, and they want a government that makes sense and one that is listening to the people. And we are listening to the people. We will stop government waste and scandal and protect the tax dollar by capping public CEO salary, for one thing, and eliminating bonuses for public consultations and managers. We need to keep the money in the pocket of the people and be much more efficient. It's time to make a government that is accountable, a government that makes sense, and vote for the NDP, Andrea Haworth's sensible platform, and that is coming forward, and a sensible member of the MPP for London North Centre.
Thank you very
right
much,
here.
Judy Bryant. Salim Mansour.
Andrew, in the 2011 election, there was a dismal 49% of voter turnout. That is, a majority, 51%, didn't turn out. They are running away, or they're not voting, because none of the above, because they all know what has happened. No amount of snow job can wash away the record. We were once the proud Ontario. We were the anchor of this confederation. We were the steward of our nation's treasury. You know, we played the role of building this country. But under the record of these governments, if you go back for the last 20 years, from Aubrey government to the PC government to the Liberal government, we have made Ontario now a broken province. We have to repair this and return trust.
Thank you very much, Salim. Nancy Branscombe, your closing statement.
Thanks, Andrew. It's been great fun, so thank you for having us. I believe that responsible families balance their budgets and reduce their debt. Responsible families don't make reckless spending promises to their children and then keep borrowing money they can't afford to fulfill them. Ontario families want good jobs and hope for themselves and their children. Don't you expect the same from your provincial government? I encourage you to elect someone that you can trust and has the guts to do the job. I'm your very proud PC candidate, Nancy Branscombe, and on June 12th, I'm asking for your vote in London North Centre. Thanks for listening.
All right. Thank you very much, Nancy Branscombe, and I want to thank all candidates for coming in. From the PC Party, Nancy Branscombe. From the Liberal Party, Deb Matthews. From the Green Party, Kevin Labonte. From the NDP, Judy Bryant. And from the Freedom Party, Salim Mansour. It's been lots of fun. I want to thank you all for coming in and for putting your names forward in a not always a thankful job, but certainly one that we need. So this is the Andrew Lawton Show on AM 980. We'll be back on Tuesday. Have a great long weekend, everyone. Thank you. God bless and good day.